The voice of the Army. From the outposts of the Pacific to the occupied zones of Europe, from the frozen tundras of the Aleutians to the waving palms of Tahiti, wherever the U.S. soldier journeys, penciled on every fence, chalked on monastery walls, scratched in the sand of the beaches and deserts, are three mystic words which have dogged his footsteps all over the globe.
Kilroy was here. Kilroy was here? Who the heck is Kilroy?
Yes, Kilroy was here, Kilroy was there, Kilroy was everywhere. For Kilroy is the G.I. Yehudi, the Yank's own symbol for the travelingest man in the world, the American soldier. Ask any Army man and he'll tell you that no matter where you go, Kilroy gets there first.
Just a second, Mr. Lindrow.
Yes?
I don't agree with that. Not every G.I. knows about Kilroy.
Well, how's that? It says right here that...
Yeah, I know what it says. Once a guy is in the Army a few months, he gets to know who Kilroy is and what snafu means and all of that. But first, let me tell you about this swell gag that Willie and I played on this kid, Monty Harris.
Sure, I like gags.
You see, Monty used to work on a newspaper.
A reporter?
Nah, Lovelorn stuff. Dorothy Dix.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, Monty signs up for 3 years, and they assign him to this Army magazine that Willie and I work on.
Yeah?
So one day, we tell him that the captain wants him to do a special feature story, see? And you know who the story's about.
Kilroy?
That's it. Well, we told him about it, and Monty says...
But, gee, fellas, I don't even know who this Kilroy is.
You don't know who Kilroy is?
No.
Well, you've seen his name around, haven't you?
Oh, sure I have. Kilroy was here. Kilroy was here. Kilroy's name is scribbled on everything everywhere. It's not human that a guy should get around so much. It's impossible.
Nothing's impossible for Kilroy.
But I wouldn't know where to start. I don't even know what Kilroy's like.
What's he like?
Uh-huh.
Well, he's kind of tall, about 6'4", with blonde wavy hair and blue eyes and a face like a
Greek god?
Yeah, and he's got a build like a
Superman.
Yeah, that's right. And he's got a brain like
Shakespeare.
No, like Einstein.
Oh, Einstein, yeah.
You can't miss him, buddy.
Well, gee, if the captain really wants me to do it...
Oh, he wouldn't have anybody else.
No?
Eddie, he says to me, Eddie, put Monty Harris on that Kilroy story.
Oh, yeah?
If anyone can find Kilroy, he's the boy.
And just to show you're willing to help a pal, we're going to tip you off to a couple of clues about where Kilroy is.
You will? Honest? Gee, that sure is swell of you guys. I sure appreciate it, fellas. Gee, Monty Harris, tracer of lost persons.
Well, we gave him a couple of crazy leads, and sure enough, he follows him up like Hillary Queen himself. Finally, Monty winds up in a little pet shop down a side street in Brooklyn.
Ah, good evening.
How do you do?
May I help you? We have some lovely Alsatians and three wonderful Angoras. And here, a beautiful St. Bernard. Here, Camille.
Well, look, he looks too much like my sergeant.
Or perhaps I could give you the bird.
Oh, a wise guy, huh?
No, a parrot, like old Bluebeard here. Bluebeard used to be an old first sergeant's pet. Say something, Bluebeard.
I don't think I...
I'm fine. Born again 48. And I was in the service.
Gee, you know, he's cute. I bet Margie would be crazy about him. That's my girl, Margie. She loves animals.
Ah, love. Bluebeard, how do you like the soldier's girl?
How are you doing tonight, babe? Hubba.
You know, he's smart, all right. I know what I'll do. I'll give him the Margie as a birthday present instead of that bracelet. You got a nice cage for him?
Well, of course. There are the cages, see?
Oh.
On the top shelf along those boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I'll climb up the ladder.
Oh, no, don't bother. I'll get it myself. Is this the shelf?
Yeah, that's the one. And be careful there. You're tipping the ladder.
No, I'm okay. I can't exactly reach it. I'll have to... Oh, my God.
Be careful now.
Oh.
Look out. Oh. Heavens. Are you hurt? Oh, he's unconscious. A soldier. Soldier, wake up. Wake up.
Kilroy was here. careful now. These ancient Egyptians may have built traps into their tombs, Lieutenant Harris.
Gosh, it sure is spooky in these pyramids, Professor. Where do you suppose old King Tut is buried?
We should be in the outer chamber of the sarcophagus now.
Oh. Look, here, some hieroglyphics.
Wonderful, wonderful. Such defined etching. Take this down, Harris.
Uh-huh.
First dynasty phonograms.
Phonograms.
Epistolographic specimens.
Specimens.
Possibly hieratic.
What does it mean, Professor?
Well, there seems to be a determinative of some sort. Yes, yes, I have it.
Gosh, what is it?
It's unbelievable. It's simply incredible.
But, Professor, what does it say?
Lieutenant, it says Kilroy was here.
Captain Harris, what's our thermometer reading now?
It's 65 degrees below. The dogs are ready, sir. Shall we push on?
Not yet, Captain. This blizzard is sure making it snow. There's a signpost up ahead. Can you make out what it says?
No, sir. It's all covered with snow.
Never mind, then. We'll have to make camp right here.
Yes, sir.
Have you made your calculations as to our position?
I'm sorry, sir. I can't. Latitude and longitude readings are all right, but I'm afraid the compass is out of order.
Nonsense, Captain. Government compasses are never out of order.
This one is, sir. Look, it's spinning around like crazy.
Spinning around? So it is. Great guns, man. You know what this means?
No.
We're at the pivotal point of the world. We're the first men at the North Pole.
The North Pole? But if we're the first men to reach the pole, then what's that signpost doing here?
Gadzooks! I never thought of that. Quick, Captain, brush off the snow.
Yes, sir.
Well, what does it say?
Oh, no. No, it can't be. It can't be!
What is it, Captain Harris? What does it say?
It says Kilroy was here, sir. Kilroy was here!
Station calling Ami Luna Project. Earth Station calling Ami Luna Project. Can you hear me, Ami Luna Project?
Ami Luna Project to Earth. We're on full rocket drive and approaching Moon's orbit. All rockets exploding. Reading 200,000. Shall we cut rocket chambers?
Earth Station to Ami Luna Project. Cut rockets to 4. Cut rockets to 4.
Ami Luna Project. Check. We'll cut rockets to 4 and settle to landing. Rockets diminished. We're speeding towards lunar surface. Crater's coming up fast. Cutting rockets to 2. Cutting rockets to 2.
Ami Luna Project, this is Earth, signing off until landing. Report to Earth Station after you descend. Good luck, Colonel Harris.
Ami Luna Project signing off. Speak to you later, Willie. We're coming in for the landing. We're on the moon, men. Men, I'm proud of you. When we get back to Earth, remind me to give all of you an 8-hour pass. Wait a minute. Look. One of those moon men is coming up to the ship.
Hello there.
Hey, he's calling me. He's calling me in English. Hello?
Welcome to the moon, Colonel. Glad to see you land safely. Those craters can be mighty tricky sometimes.
Yeah, but if this is the moon, how come you speak English?
Oh, lots of us speak English here, Colonel. One of your Earthmen taught us how.
One of our Earthmen? But that's impossible. We're the first men to land on the moon. You don't mean... No. No, it can't be. Don't tell me that Kilroy was here.
Oh, no.
Oh, no?
No, Colonel. Kilroy is here.
Kilroy is... Look, you mean he's still on the moon? You mean Kilroy is actually here?
Sure, there he is, walking down that road over there. See him, that big blonde fella.
Oh, my gosh. It's actually Kilroy. I gotta see him. I gotta see him.
Colonel, where are you going?
I gotta speak to him. Kilroy, wait for me. Kilroy! Oh, Kilroy! Kilroy, wait for me. Wait for me, Kilroy.
Oh, Kilroy. He's coming too. Soldier, are you all right? Are you hurt?
Huh? What happened? Where am I? Where's Kilroy? Where's Kilroy?
You fell off the ladder and bumped your head.
Oh.
How do you feel?
Terrible. Terrible. Why couldn't you leave me alone? Couldn't you just let me stay out another minute? Just one more minute and I could have met Kilroy.
It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be...
So Monty never did find Kilroy, did he?
Well, not exactly. It was a swell trick we played, all right, but it kind of backfired. Yeah. You see, when Monty wised up to the fact that it was all a gag, he went ahead and wrote that Kilroy story anyway, dream and all. And you know what? The captain thought it was great.
Good for him. Hey, was that the last of Kilroy in Monty's land?
Well, not quite. About 2 weeks after Monty had that wacky nightmare, he went to see his girl, Margie.
Oh, Monty, I thought you'd never show up.
Hi, Margie. Gee, I'm sorry I didn't come till now. I've been kind of busy.
Well, let's go into the living room, huh?
Okay.
You know, Monty, I haven't seen you since my birthday when you gave me that lovely parrot.
Oh, yeah. How is old Bluebeard?
Oh, honey, he's just wonderful. Say something, Bluebeard. Oh, come on, Bluebeard. Say something for Monty.
Hasn't he learned anything new?
Well, I guess he's just temperamental. He talked to Blue Streak before you came. Monty, I think you were just darling to buy him for me.
Gee, I'm glad you like him, Monty. Come on, let's sit on a sofa.
All right.
Margie.
Mm-hmm.
Got something to show you. It's a surprise. Look.
Monty, Corporal Stripes. You're a corporal.
Uh-huh. I got him because of that story I wrote.
Oh, Monty, how wonderful. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Isn't it great?
Oh, it's wonderful.
God, I just got about everything I ever wanted. Swell job in the Army. A feature story all my own. A byline. Now, Corporal Stripes. And not only that, I got the swellest, sweetest, truest girl in the world.
Oh, Monty.
Gosh, Margie, you know what I'm trying to say. Will you marry me? Will you?
Oh, but, Monty, I can't.
Oh, sure you can. Oh, please say you will, honey, please.
But it's impossible, Monty.
But why not, Margie? Why not?
I just can't, Monty, that's all.
But, Margie, why? Why?
Kilroy was here. Ah, Kilroy was here. Kilroy was here.
Yes, Kilroy sure does get around. But for that matter, all the men of the new regular army get around. For besides travel in the United States, the regular has the opportunity to visit foreign lands that he thought he'd never see. If you enlist for the 3-year period, you may have your own choice of overseas theater, where you may see many of the famed scenic and historic sights of the world. Yes, foreign travel, the chance for a career, education both in and out of the service, all these go to the men who join the ranks of the new peacetime regular army. That's your cue, young men of America. Choose this fine profession now. Today's cast featured Arnold Stang as Monty and included Charles Mendick, Zeke Siegel, Bob Harris, Evelyn Juster, Eugene Francis, and Brad Barker. Direction was by Charles Tyson. Today's script was written by Henry Slessor. This is Bernard Lenro closing another program brought to you by the Voice of the Army.